This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And we're back together after a little week's break, which I think leaves us with more time to, more ideas or more topics to speak about things.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just want to start off with the fact that for once in my whole entire life, I'm sick. Wait, no, I'm not sick.
You're so used to saying that.
Yeah, I'm so used to being like, I'm sick, sorry. For once in my entire life, I'm not sick, but Emma and Krishna are.
I'm so sick.
I'm developing.
You're developing a sickness? Are you planning any holidays with your sickness?
Tomorrow.
But you were just on holiday.
Yeah. I think, okay. So, the weather there, generally, it's...
Where?
Oh, sorry.
Tell the people at home.
Yeah.
So, guys, I went to Melbourne for 4 days over the weekend.
So good.
Oh my Lucky. God, it's the best trip of my life. Okay, anyway.
Really, this 4-day Melbourne trip trumps your whole Malaysia trip?
Yeah, because I had so much fun. Like,
that is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
go on.
No complaints. So, generally, Australia is more colder and more hotter, but because our wind is so strong and, like, freezing, when I came here, I felt much colder.
Yeah, like, they have extreme temperatures, but we have more wind.
Yeah, so they don't have wind.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So when I came here, it took me like a couple of days to adjust to it, and it felt so off. And then I just developed this runny nose, and like, my voice is a bit off.
Oh, God. It's okay. The post-holiday sickness gets me.
It's not like we're doing anything in school anyways.
Yeah.
It makes me yawn every day.
Bro, we are doing stuff at school. If you miss a day, it's like Selena Gomez has come and performed, Barack Obama's done a backflip, and the world is on fire, and you just missed it. Sorry, that's how it feels like when you miss a singular day. My friend missed one day of school, and she's like, oh, we just, like, the only important class we have is math. It was our teacher's birthday, we ate carrot cake, we sang happy birthday,
yum.
We took photos, and we had a party. And we were like, oh, sorry, the one day that you, in the whole year that you decided to miss, we had a party, sorry.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah. The one day that I was sick was, so on Monday, I was homesick because I got so sick after production.
Oh, goodness.
My voice was so bad, and I had this cough, which I still sort of have, but I'm getting better. So I was at home on Monday because my mom made me, because I was going to go. Mm. And then she was like, no, don't go. Well, first of all, it was the first day of mock revision in all of my classes.
Oh, yeah.
So I missed all of that. And then also, of course, out of all the days I had to be home, it was the day that there was a power outage and no Wi-Fi for 3 hours.
Right. Oh, you could have had a great time. You could have gone to school and been like, oh, sorry, can't do any work. I hate when I go to school. Wait, I hate when I miss school and turns out they did no work that day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could have gone and then missed a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you know what? It'll all be okay. In other news, wait, do you have something to say, Krishna?
Nah, I just...
Yeah, just thinking about life. No, in other news, we got a new car. Other people would be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I am so angry. Not because I don't want a new car. I just didn't want this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds very pretentious of me. But it's not about the type of car, the model of car. All modern new cars make me so, so angry. First of all, why is there a TV in the middle of the car? Why, between my passenger seat and my driver's seat, why can I watch a movie in IMAX with the screen
really?
In the middle?
That's so cool.
What?
No, Krishna, it's so bad.
No, okay. When I went to Melbourne, so both my brothers, well, technically his friend, but they're basically brothers to me.
Yeah.
So my brother and my other brother, they both work for Mercedes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So every day we rode in a new car.
That is so cool.
And we were just, like, open up the roof, we'll just blast some music. But I love those features.
Yeah, amazing.
I had a massage in my chair.
Like, what the hell? I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, you can warm up your seat, you can have a massage.
Oh yeah, my mum has that. She has like a seat warmer. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
I loved it.
I don't see the point of it, because by the time your seat is warm, it's like time to get out anyway.
No, really? It does it quick. Like, yeah. You turn on the button, and then you're like, oh, my butt's hot. And then you turn it off.
Oh, it's one of those. It's like the fan. Oh,
no, it's not a fan. No. It's like just like the like seat just gets, like,
really
warm.
Yeah, but
really
it's, like,
warm.
Underneath the seat. Is
yeah, in, like, 2 minutes, your butt is hot.
Yeah, look, why? Why would you want that?
Because I know. Freeze.
I think I just like a rickety old card that can get me from place A to place B, and occasionally maybe you can put your sunroof down.
Should I get you a B card?
No, Krishna. I don't want the roof of the bus to come off. But this car, Lord help me, because why? My dad is like, it's so cool, all the safety features. Every time a car is like in your vision, it will be like, stop, stop, there's a car. Bro, we are on the road. There's going to be cars. And the car starts freaking out more than I do. And we're not even virtually close to...
Oh, yeah.
Like, the car in front of us has stopped.
Yeah.
And you're about to stop because it's a red light.
Yeah.
It will be like, stop! Stop! You're gonna crash!
Oh, yeah.
Relax.
I hate those features, and it'll just, like, start staring for him. Like, bro, let me drive.
Exactly. And it's like, don't do that. Like, I am in control. I'm the human here. It does... too much. And my dad is like, oh, this is, okay, why am I ragging on my dad? He's just a man. He likes these features. But when you turn on the indicator, it gives you, like, the 360 view of your car to, like, check your blind spots.
When you do your indicator?
Yes.
Really? Mine does that when you put it in reverse. It gives you the 360 view.
Oh, yeah, it does when you do reverse as well. But when you do your indicator, it gives you that so you can check all your blind spots and stuff.
Interesting.
But
that seems annoying.
It is. It's so annoying.
It seems distracting. Like, because, you know, you have to indicate a lot if you're, like, going around town, you know?
Exactly. And it's like, it would be cool if the screen turned on immediately, but it takes, like, a solid 2 to 3 seconds to turn on.
And by then you've already turned.
Yeah, by that time I'm halfway through the turn, so it's not very helpful. And then, like, the screen is so big that your eyes go toward the screen. But it's like, no, you're halfway through a turn. You probably should just keep looking where you're looking.
Yeah.
And then the whole blind spot thing. It would be cool if it didn't update so slowly. The car behind me has virtually already gone, but then on the screen it just showed up.
Yeah.
So do you want me to crash?
Lag.
Yeah, like, it's not a huge lag, but I could turn around and check faster than this.
Yeah.
All the safety features are there. But they're not giving safe.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird. I don't like that.
And then I was like, oh, maybe it's just this car that sucks. No, I searched it up. Almost every modern car that has these features is like, it just has these features for name, but it's actually really annoying and it sucks. So
I feel like it's cool if you're a car junkie.
Exactly. No, I feel like people who are car junkies like those old rickety cars that sound
boom,
when they drive past you.
True.
But if you're a technology junkie, maybe. But I'm like, this is useless, and it's so annoying.
I feel like it's cool if you're going on a long drive or something.
Yeah, but like, I can understand
that.
Yeah,
but like, if you're going around or something, it's not that helpful.
Like, this car's not for the city, but then again, it's not for the highway either, because it's so, like, brand spanking new and flat.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so delicate, like, I can't explain it. All electric cars, it's not electric, it's like hybrid.
Hybrid,
The first 100 kilometers run fully electric, and then after that, it runs on petrol.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm like, why do I feel like I have to why am I feeling more protective for the car? Shouldn't the car be protecting me?
It's like, it's like, baby, cool down.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not, I'm not feeling like this is serving the correct purpose. And it also feels, it's black, and it's not an SUV. Well, it is an SUV, but the car that we had before was a Nissan Pathfinder, the one with, like, the TVs in the back.
Okay.
It was much bigger, and it felt like, when I was driving that, I felt like I was better than other people. Mm. You know, like, when you park next to other cars, it's like, yeah, yeah, get out of my way. I'm just going to park real quick. But this car feels like, hey, guys, I'm trying to be big, but I'm not. Like, it's trying to... Okay, sorry, I'm actually ranting, but how I judge how big a car is how well it fits in my garage.
Facts.
When our Pathfinder was in the garage, it filled up every square inch. Like, we had to squeeze ourselves to get out because it would be so tightly jam-packed in there. When this car is parked in the garage, I could do about 5 handstands and a backflip and still not reach the wall. So it's significantly smaller than other cars I've had.
Yeah.
And when my dad said, I'm getting an SUV, I didn't think we were getting this baby. Because it feels like it's supposed to be big, but it's not. And oh, just be big or be small, pick one. But it doesn't. And it looks like a limo trying to be an SUV, and it looks like we have Princess Diana in the back. Because it's, like, black tinted. The front is, like, big, and it, you know how the front of a Rolls Royce looks
like, so like a wagon.
Yeah, but an ugly wagon.
Okay, I'm a fan of wagons, but like when you're trying to parallel park in the city, it's so annoying.
Exactly. And it's why have you done this? You've taken every bad aspect of a car. You've taken 5 cars, and instead of picking the best thing from each car, you picked the worst exterior feature from each car and decided, yep, let me put this all into one and make it expensive. Why would you do that? Just for someone like my dad to come and buy it.
Breathe, Samaya, breathe.
It's okay. I'll get through this. But are there any features in cars that you guys love or hate? I'm open to both.
The roof.
You hate the roof?
No, I love opening
you
up
love
the roof.
Having... Oh, I was like, I think a roof is important.
So I think, yeah, I also love having a roof in my car.
No, I love the opening and shutting roof.
Oh, yeah. Convertible.
Yes, I love them.
Do you have your license? You have your restricted license, right?
No.
Krishna.
I keep thinking that you do, but...
I can drive. I just don't have time to give a test.
No, give the test. It's so easy.
Me, such an effort.
Me after I basically failed.
Me too. Me after I almost died.
Yeah, but it's still like that. We have
it's
our licenses.
It's still like that. I got my license even after I almost died.
Before November, guys. Before November.
Why November?
Because I won it for my exams.
Oh, real.
Have you booked a test?
No, but...
You should probably book now.
No, my... I have someone who knows who knows a...
Yeah, instructor.
He'll book it for me.
Right. My dad was like, basically, I had a practice test, and then I did really badly in that.
Me
but
too.
Not because I was nervous or something, just because, like, just because, okay? Just trust me.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, oh, freak, like, do you want me to make some connections who can just get you the license? I was like, no, I can do it. Like, I can do it.
You got this. You did it, but like...
The instructor laughed at me and was like, you're going to need a month or two's more practice. Like,
yeah, same. Yeah.
He was like, don't make any hash decisions, but, you know, good luck. And I was like, no, don't. And he laughed at me. And I was like, you know what? I hate you so much. And because he laughed at me, I booked my test for exactly a week later. Mm-hmm. I didn't drive in between the really bad driving I did in my practice test and my real test. Did not touch a car in that time. Went and gave my test and passed flying colors.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, there you go, Mr. Driving Instructor that laughed at me.
That's crazy.
And he said, you need a month or two's more practice. Ha ha, don't be too hash in booking your test right now.
Wow.
So why don't you be too rash in judging
people? Yeah, mine was like, you need to have like 2 or 3 more lessons and then do your test. I didn't. I just went and booked it because I was like, I know what my mistakes were.
Exactly.
So I can just do my test.
Exactly.
It's like in the moment, it like, you know?
Mm. And it worked. You have your license.
I only did badly on my practice because my mom didn't teach me how to check my blind spot. Or she didn't teach me. She didn't teach me anything. She like chiefly didn't tell me like when I had to do it. Like I sort of knew. I knew to do it during like parallel parking and stuff. But like when I was just like driving around, I just wouldn't look because I didn't know that I had to.
Wait, you check your blind spot while you're just driving?
No, like if you're like changing lanes or like, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
When you're braking.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you check your mirrors when you're
But,
breaking.
Like, I didn't check my blind spot once in my practice because I just didn't know. I don't know. My mom never taught me, so I'm blaming that on her. And then I also got lost, so...
I think that none of that is your fault.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Most of the time, you only need blind spots when you're getting out of parking.
And when you're changing lanes. Yeah. When you're changing lanes, you need to check your blind spot.
Yeah, no one taught me that. So I'm blaming my mother for that one.
I question how you got this far without knowing, but I also don't care because you're here now. And
exactly, I have my license.
You can drive whenever you want.
Exactly. But to be honest, I haven't driven in like I haven't properly driven in like 6 months.
So. Yeah, I've only driven by myself twice, I think, to like boys' high, which is fun.
Not very far off.
Yeah.
But, like, my parents have this... Well, actually, my parents are a lot better than my cousin's parents, who she has her license, and they're like, I'm so scared. I'm like, okay, that's a bit too much. My parents don't think, like, oh, I'm so scared. But they're like, oh, no, but we're here, and we'll take you.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm going to have to wait 10 minutes for you to get ready. Whereas I could just leave and go to where I need to go. And they're like, no, we have nothing better to be doing. We can drop you off and pick you up. I'm like, no, why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's what I did for rehearsals because I wanted to get my restricted before production started in term two so that I could drive myself to the Sunday ones.
Yeah.
I did not, in fact, get my... I got my restricted in the first week of term three, not term two.
You know what? That's okay.
But it's okay because I got to... I drove myself to one of the shows as well because we had like an early one.
Oh, that's cool.
That finished at like 9, so then my parents let me drive home. Didn't break the law.
Almost. You had 1 hour before.
I've been driving half illegally. No, I drove half illegally this morning because I've lost one of my contact lenses. I currently only have one in, and one of my conditions is that you have to drive with your like corrective lenses. I have one in.
What the hell? What? So do you just wake and
did
drive?
Did you just like...
I'm so confused.
Well, I can see, but things are just a bit weird.
Isn't that worse?
Yeah.
I'd rather have none than have
no,
one.
No. If I had no... No, it's better to have one for me.
You don't have lenses, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for my new set to arrive.
That is crazy. Where are your glasses?
I don't like wearing my glasses.
Not even to drive?
She has. I also didn't tell my mother that I lost one of my contacts. So this morning she was like, do you want to drive? And I was like, sure. And then I got behind the wheel and I was like,
Wait, your parents ask for you to drive even when they're there?
Yeah, like, because when I was, like, practicing for, like, to do my restricted, I would drive to school and then my mom would drive to work from there. Like, we would swap. And so even though I have my restricted, we just keep doing it for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah. Hopefully my lenses come soon.
So you can take.
I tried
places.
To put my like padlock on my locker the other day, and I fully just missed.
Oh, I think you might need those lenses real
bad. Yeah, but I hate my glasses because they give me a headache and they hurt my nose, and then my like perception is weird, and I just don't.
So maybe it's not the right number.
I don't know. It's just weird because I've had contacts for like 2.5 years, and then I had to go back to wearing glasses, and it was just weird. So I'm not going to do it.
You know what? You're just going to thug it out.
Yeah, I'm going to thug it out. Yeah.
Classic Emma.
Yep.
If you see a car crashed on the roads and she's winking, it's Emma. She can only see with one eye.
Yeah, oh, I can't see you guys right now.
Oh, she's
this
like,
is bad. I can't read anything on that screen.
Oh, God.
Not a thing. It's all just colours.
You know what? It's so...
What?
It amazes me.
Everything is colours, right? I can't even read that sign.
The one that says on air really big?
That's just red.
Can you read that one?
They say the same thing.
Not really.
No, but it's closer. So.
Not really, no. I can't. Even that is super blurry. I can't see the FM on that sign.
Emma, why are you driving?
Listen, no, when I have both eyes open, it's fine. It's just, this is my bad eye.
Oh, right, okay, makes sense. I was getting a little concerned there. I was like, hey, guys, so maybe we should drop Emma home? I don't think
it's okay.
Like, imagine her closing one eye on the road and there's, like, a pedestrian and she's like,
no, straight up, I probably wouldn't see them.
It's like, wow, what a blob of colour. We'll be right, hard eyes. No, but I find it so odd when people who have, like, proper high prescriptions just don't wear their glasses. And I'm like, they're like, yeah, but it's like mostly fine. And I'm like, you can't see a single thing.
Bro, there's people in my class, like they're sitting at the back, by choice. And there's, like, writing on the board, and they're, like, getting their phone out, and they're, like, zooming it in just to look at
it. Yeah, like, jeez. Just wear the damn glasses.
Or they'll just tap on them with, like, what does it sound like? Numbers? What?
Yeah, it's like, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But, like, my friend Sheena, she has, her glasses are so thick that it looks funny.
Yeah, I have a friend like that, too.
It's a little bit sad, but, you know. And she looks fine without glasses, too. Like, she looks completely normal. But then you see how thick and heavy the glasses are. This has to be a joke.
Crack up.
But at the start of the year, we would walk past her in the hallways and wave at her, and she wouldn't wave back. And so we had a little discussion. We're like, does Sheena like to pretend like she doesn't know us?
Oh.
Like, what's going on? And then she's like, oh, guys, I'm so excited to get my new prescription. And we were like, oh, cool, whatever. And then she started waving to us in the hallways. And we were like, something has changed. And we realized, damn, she really just could not see us. She had her...
That's so funny.
Like, she had her glasses on. We would literally pass face to face, like, inches away from each other. And we'd turn around and look at her. And she would not turn around to look at us. Because she was like, who is that that keeps turning around to look at me?
That's so funny. That's something I would do.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, she doesn't hate us. And she was like, wait, what do you mean? Because all of us were walking one way. Mm. Or like two of us were walking one way and she was walking the other way. And we both looked at her and she looked at us and waved at us. And then me and my other friend were like, wait, this is the first time in the whole year that she's waved at us in the hallway. And we realized it's the new glasses. So people who don't have 20/20 vision, why do you choose to just suffer?
Mm-hmm.
When you could be having 20/20 vision?
Mm.
I don't know. I really don't understand.
The only type of glasses I need is for my screen, but my eyes hurt when
the blue light glasses.
Yeah.
I realized this year, well, I didn't realize, but I have a astigmatism.
Yeah, my dad has it.
Yeah, you were telling me too. It's like the lights thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, why? Why, like, when I drive at night, why am I going, like, squinting and really struggling? Mm. And I realize it's astigmatism. The lenses for those are ugly as well.
Mm.
But it's okay. I don't wear them too often. But I stand by my statement. If you don't have 20/20 vision, why are you not wearing your glasses?
Yeah.
I know so many people who struggle at school. And they're like, no, it's, like, going to ruin my aesthetic. And then I see them wearing blue light glasses 3 days later. Come on now, that could be your real prescription glasses that help you see in real life. But there's so many little ways that people just, like, suffer for no reason.
Mm.
Like, people who should be going to the doctor for something and then they just refuse to.
Mm.
Why?
Mm.
Do you guys know of any, like, little things that people just ignore that, if they changed, could be really helpful?
Even just, like, doing work in class instead of, like, leaving it to do it at home. Like, there's some people I know that just, like, play games on their laptop during class, and then they complain about how much work they have to do.
Yeah, it's like you had a whole hour.
Girl, I saw you sitting there.
Unless we're doing nothing in class, I don't think I've ever left.
Yeah, I've ditched a total of 2 classes in my life, and I had good reasons.
I've ditched one, and that was English, because we were literally just listening to speeches and sleeping.
So, I've ditched a lot more, but I ditch with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just, like, decide I want to leave.
Mm.
There's always, like, I have something that makes me really, like, I'm either not feeling good or, like, so tired or nothing's happening in the class. But that happens a lot more often than what you guys talk about.
Yeah.
But, like, when you literally have a whole hour to be doing your work, play the games at home. Mm-hmm. It's really not that deep.
It's not that deep.
But yeah, I just lock also in. Also, people who have full storage and don't do anything about it and then complain when their stuff gets, like, deleted, that might be
I
me.
Need to go through my gallery and start getting rid of stuff. I have so many production photos. It's crazy.
Okay, guys, open your phones. How many total videos and photos do you have?
Oh, I couldn't even tell.
I clear out my stuff pretty, like, every month I go and clear out that month's worth of stuff.
Wait, how do you know? How can you see the total of everything you have?
Yeah, how can you see the total, Krishna?
Tap on your phone.
iPhone users.
Yours doesn't show it.
When is it? Because I have a new
restore
phone?
Pause. Paused. I mean,
paused.
Yeah, restore paused.
Restore show? Paused. Because I have so many.
So I have a total too. Of 5.7.
Oh wait, I have 5,213 photos and 2,309 videos.
Okay, guys, jeez. You gotta understand that a lot of them are for school. I need to delete that as soon as exams are over.
No, none of mine is from school. I don't care about school that much.
Most of mine are from production because there was a girl that had like a digicam.
Oh yeah,
and she like sent us all the photos.
I realized digicam photos take up a lot of storage.
Yeah. I might get one next year for university.
You totally should.
I look so good in the photos that she took of me. There's one that I look like a Barbie doll because my waist is so snatched.
Digicams really do the most.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I don't know how.
Right,
I don't
I'll
know
show you
why.
The photo once Krishna's done with my phone. Because I look amazing. And so many people reposted it, and I was like, oh, that's me.
Like, thanks, guys.
So I don't know, like a celebrity.
I don't work well with Androids.
Okay, I'll show you the photo.
No, that's how I feel when people repost my, because I have an account that I only post my digicam photos and videos.
It's this one. That's me.
Wait, show it to me.
That's me.
Wow, there's a real life photo of Emma looking like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
I would never have guessed.
Cute.
Snatched.
Guys. Looking like, what's her name? Which Barbie was, like, the standard Barbie?
Like,
typical Barbie or something like that. That's what Emma was dressed
just
as.
A doll with a pink dress.
Literally.
Yeah.
But I have an account where I just post like digicam stuff.
I love that account.
Thank you so much. When my friends, because I basically, it looks like a fan account for my friends because they're always in the posts. But whenever they repost it, like, or something to their story, I feel so famous and privileged. I'm like, yeah, I took that one. Thank you. Because I'm never on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I take photos. And everyone's like, wow, I look so good. Wow, this really worked. I'm like, yeah, you're welcome.
I'll pose for you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. But I love it. It's me and my digicam against the whole world.
Yay!
Wait, for our last question today, do you guys have any inanimate objects that you have an emotional attachment
a
with?
A what?
Oh,
that's my phone.
Whoopsie. Inanimate objects that you have, like, emotional attachments
what
to.
What the hell was that?
Like, anything that does not have actual feelings.
An object.
But I have feelings for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
My watch.
Really?
My brother gave it to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not like that. I just mean like something, like my digicam is my baby. I love it. My digicam, my phone, my laptop, my iPad. My phone is dying, but I do not want a new one because I have an attachment to it.
Wait. Well, it's mostly my watch. Like, I'm in love, like, I love it.
Really?
If I almost lost it in Malaysia and I almost cried.
Yeah, real. Okay, I understand
yeah.
that.
I have no idea.
You know what? That's real.
I'll get back to you on that one.
We'll get back to you tomorrow with Emma's favorite inanimate object. But for now, this is Sameya,
Emma,
and Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.